And it is the final Wednesday in the month, which means we are joined by the city manager of the city of Beloit. That would be Jason Raby. He joins us here today as we prepare to stuff ourselves with turkey, ham, stuffing, desserts, whatever it might be, and then work it off as quickly or as late as we want to after Thanksgiving. Jason, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very good.
Are you
Thanks for having me on.
Are you prepared for Thanksgiving? Are you ready to eat lots of
stuff? I mean, I've had a little bit, you know, a little pregame warm up this week. You know, I think that last night or the night before we had a ham, you know, sort of snacking on that, but just trying to build up my
you're pacing yourself.
Abilities, you know, trying to get in shape for that. So
I like it.
Unfortunately, but we're ready to go.
Well,
so
maybe you can be a competitive eater. Joey Chestnut, the hot dog champion of the world.
Yeah.
It's his birthday today, so why not, you know?
Wow. Yeah, hey, a guy can dream.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You put your goals as high as you can, and that's what you aspire to go for, is the competitive eating championship of the world. Jason has a few other things to deal with, of course, as city manager of Beloit. You know, the biggest thing that's going on, obviously, and I know people are kind of tired, but yet at the same time, people still are interested and want to know, because they probably should know. And that is to keep our community safe and healthy, and COVID-19 is at the top of the list with the outbreaks that we've been dealing with here, not in just one area, but across the state of Kansas and across the country. And I know the city council met recently and had a vote, and it's really kind of a delicate situation in regards to, I think everybody's in agreement that it's probably good to wear a mask, but in regards to forcing somebody to wear a mask, and then on top of that, how do you enforce it, and do you fine people?
Sure.
Some communities have gone that far, others have kind of held back a little bit, and it sounds like that's what we decided last week.
Yeah, and maybe to kind of set the table a little bit, you know, this has been going on for probably since July, you know. So, you know, July, the governor put out a statewide mandate for everyone to wear a mask when they can't maintain 6 feet and those types of things. We're all familiar with that type of a strategy. And at the time, the State Finance Council, who had previously kind of stripped her of, you know, the governor of some of the powers, I can't remember all exactly how it fell, but it gave counties the option to opt out or to put their own thing in place or whatever. And so back in July, the Mitchell County Commissioners, which also acts as the Public Board of Health, decided not to opt out, but they also didn't really talk about an enforcement mechanism, because that, like you said, that's the tough thing about it. This is unusual times. It's probably a once in a multiple lifetime pandemic that none of us really know how to deal with, and it makes everybody uncomfortable, of course. But so I think our council took it up in mid-July, just saying, hey, well, as a city, you know, should we do something or not? And it did not go through. It. We passed a resolution saying, yeah, we support the governor's mandate, you know, wear a mask. And I would say at the time people wore masks pretty good, and it slowly tailed off, just like a lot of things do, as awareness decreased. But kind of like you nailed on the head, you know, as that wave has ramped up here in the state and in the region and really frankly across the country, I think that awareness became more and more apparent, and the governor recently signed a new executive order saying that, you know, if by Wednesday you don't have your own mandate in place, and this new mandate goes into effect statewide. So our council, again, it's timing. You know, the commissioners meet on a certain day, and they act as the Public Board of Health, which supersedes anything that we do. But our council met before that, just out of concern of, hey, man, should we do something? And some of the council members were really interested in that. So again, we took it up, and all of our council members and mayor, we all social distance in our meetings, and they've been wearing masks down there since July, you know. So, you know, they try to do the right thing. I don't know what they do besides that. But so I don't think the mask, you know, wearing a mask, especially in this time when things are going on, was really the issue, as opposed to just what all the different bodies have dealt with, is like, how do you enforce it, or to what level, or, you know, do you, go into a place of business, or what exactly, how do you tackle that? And so I think that was really the struggle. And so it failed at the city council meeting, but then the commissioners, acting as the Public Board of Health on Monday, did pass that mask mandate. So that goes into effect, and that supersedes the city. So that's, basically all of Mitchell County is under that at this point. And I think the governor said it well, and you know, we can agree or disagree with different aspects of how all this was handled, but I think she said it well, and you know, this is a now thing. This isn't, you know, a forever thing, and it's just one of the tools in the toolbox, especially now that we're having our increased wave or spread, you know, and so this is just one of those pieces. You know, it's, you know, a couple of those pieces are probably, you know, keep good hygiene, you know, wash your hands like they've talked about the whole time, and you know, second aspect is really try to limit your gathering, your crowd size, and your social gathering, all those things. You know, we've really had a pretty good last 4 or 5 months, you know, and if for a few months or a few weeks we got to watch it a little bit more, then that's what we heard about a little bit more, but a lot more, that's what we need to do. And listening to, you know, Jeremy Armstrong, you know, from the hospital and from some other people at the other area hospitals, you know, the big thing is just staffing. You know, space-wise, you know, it can be tough, and obviously, yeah, that's a concern, but you know, they have people that have to run all these things as well, and that's part of the as a community that we you know, need to work to protect and to make sure that we can get through this. You know, there will be a backside. You know, there will be the other side, and so that's kind of the viewpoint. I think all the different you know councils and governing bodies have come to, and we're all realizing, hopefully, as a community, and you know, Boyd and Mitchell County really responded in March and April, and really throughout the summer. There's still a lot of things that people have done to be careful and to watch what they're doing, and I think that you know, now's the time to really ramp that up again, and be as smart and careful as we can, so we can get through this and get to the other side.
Yeah, the key is to lessen the strain on our healthcare system, and we're having obviously a strain, whether it be staff or limited capacity, and that's what we all need to work towards. And in regards to people being responsible, yes, we have had people responsible. We've had people that haven't been, obviously. And sure. So we'll have to work together a little bit better so that we can move forward with this. I totally agree with you on all of that. Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Before we let you go, is there any other projects you're working on or coming up that you want to tell the public about before we talk again in late December?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the time, you know, we are working on a lot, trying to chew off a lot right now. It's going to be really exciting, but, you know, the first one is our solar farm, our solar plant installation. We virtually have that signed off and ready to go. There's a few last pieces to try to get done before the end of the year. Again, we've talked through the scenario of that and why that's a good strategy, and especially in the long term, you know, looking not just next year, but 5-10 years down the road. So that'll be really exciting. And kind of put Beloit on the map for some kind of some innovative and some different strategies in regards to our electric grid and electric costs and trying to keep driving those down. And then the North Walnut project, that's also been commissioned to move forward, and that'll really redo that north entrance into town. You know, one of our busiest streets coming into town up there by the high school and the football field and all that, just trying to basically a complete rebuild. You know, that road is kind of hanging on. You know, we've patched it up, managed it up, but so that'll be another really exciting project that'll really change the face and the entrance of our community, much like East Main did several years ago. And that's also another project that's paid for by, you know, the CIP sales tax, which is really what that's intended for. You know, that's why people voted for it and passed it. They wanted those types of projects done, and that's what we're going to tackle as well. And then obviously the water treatment plant is moving forward full blazes. So we've been laying a lot of groundwork. I had the good fortune of walking halfway underneath the dam at Glen Elder Lake or Wakanda Lake, you know, a week ago. So that was really cool. Kind of see where we will end up hooking into and getting our water line from. So yeah, a lot of moving pieces and trying to keep all this going and then also just trying to, you know, keep our employees working and safe and the lights on, the water running. So pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, I bet that was kind of an eye opener, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, so we're underneath the road right now. They're, yep, and
cool.
Straight up about, you know, probably 60, 70 feet, and there was the lid to get out. But yeah. I didn't go up there, but it was kind of cool.
All right, Jason. Well, I will let you get back to working on your pregame meal so you're ready to go for the main event tomorrow for Thanksgiving. How's that sound?
All right, sounds good. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Wade. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too as well. Okay. That's Jason Raby, our city manager of the city of Beloit. Our guest on Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems of Beloit.